First off, we're sitting here in the governor's mansion, and I guess my first question is, has it really sunk in yet? Have you realized this is really real?
Well, it takes a while to set in, trust me, because right when you first win November 6th and people start calling you governor, you're governor-elect, man, for the first month, it's just so weird. And but it's been now several months, and it's starting to set in, and especially, you know that it's up to you. There's nobody over your shoulder now. You're the governor. It's like there's no backup. And so it starts to set in, but it's a humbling experience to be the governor of your home state. I just love it.
That's wonderful. And I know you can't talk about specifics of the State of the State address, but just kind of what are you really hoping to accomplish over the next 4 months while the legislature's in session?
Well, you know, first off, I'm so excited to deliver the State of the State. I've been working with the legislature at this point, and really it's about casting the vision and laying out my priorities. And so I've been very clear, we need a new vision in our state. I am so tired, and Oklahomans are tired of us coming in last place and coming in the bottom of these categories. So I'm casting a vision for us to be a top 10 state. And, my purpose, what gets me up in the morning is changing the future for Oklahomans. So I hope to cast that vision and also go through my specific four different points that we're going to be focused on this year, kind of laying out the vision and the budget and kind of reimagining state government.
Also, there was one of the things that the leadership is trying to work on is getting the governor to be able to hire and fire agency heads. A lot of Democrats are worried that it might inject too much politics into that. So just wondering what your answer is to that.
Well, first off, Oklahomans elected me as their governor, their chief executive of the executive branch. So the governor's got to have the authority to run the agencies, and the legislature writes laws and they appropriate the dollars, but the executive branch is supposed to run the agencies. And if we don't have control over those agencies, then we're going to keep experiencing the same things. But Oklahomans elected me to deliver services better, to have the best education and healthcare and roads and bridges. And I'm telling Oklahomans the way we're going to have to do it is I've got to have the authority to hire and fire the agency heads. It just makes total sense. It creates accountability and the right structure so we can actually move the needle in our state.
Your management style has already been very real with Michael Rogers being Secretary of State as well as Secretary of Education. You've also got the cybersecurity chief now being the OEM. Is that kind of the management style that people can expect for you during your administration?
I think so. I mean, I've brought in some outsiders, obviously, and brought in some insiders like Secretary of State Rogers. He was in the House, and he was the chairman of the Education Committee. So I thought he was going to be fantastic, and he is. He's doing a great job. But then my one position I changed, no other governor has ever had a Secretary of Agency Accountability, or what I call my COO. Mm-hmm. And so I have a guy from the business world that's that person, and all he's focused on is running the cabinet, delivering better services, looking at the mission that these agencies are supposed to be doing, and where's the duplication, and how can we be better and more efficient? And then how do we deliver better technology to Oklahomans? To me, this is a big service organization, and we've got to do a better job of getting dollars on target. And so that's what John Budd, my COO, does. And I'm setting it up the way I think it should be set up.
Corrections reform is going to be a big issue this year. What would you like to see?
It is. And number one, Oklahomans hired me to move the needle there because we're number one in something we should be number 50th at, right? And so I've got some specific things I'm going to be rolling out on the State of the State on that. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to get in there, roll up my sleeves, move the needle in incarceration, and support our district attorneys. Public safety is so paramount to my administration, making sure that Oklahomans know that we're going to be safe. But we're also going to believe in second chances. And we're going to think about how do we reimagine the justice system, because sometimes it gives people it's stacked against them. Once they serve their time or they had an addiction, they can never get out of this cycle of fines and fees and court costs and licensing reform and all the stuff that goes with it. I'm going to be laying out an aggressive agenda to really move the needle and change the trajectory of Oklahoma when it comes to incarceration and how we get people back into the workforce.
Already people are talking about how you're very hands-on over at the Capitol, that you've been really a part of what's going on, making sure that you're there and know what's going on. Is this going to be a hands-on type of governorship that you're hoping to bring?
Absolutely. I mean, as the chief executive of the state, I've got to get into the weeds on the budget. So this is something that's never been done. I mean, I'm literally going through the budget. I've already met with the senator, the president of the Senate, the pro tem of the Senate, and the Speaker of the House. I rolled my budget out with them. And I was the guy talking about the budget in that meeting. And so I'm really rolling up my sleeves to understand how we're delivering those services, how we're going to be appropriating dollars. The other thing I'm doing differently is kind of rolling out the entire, I want to talk about total dollars, not just appropriated dollars, but federal dollars and fees. And that's going to be something that's really, really important, you know, as we move forward. We're not going to just talk about, oh, I've been cut 40% or 20%, but you're only giving them one side of the equation when you've actually gotten more money as well from federal dollars.
Yeah, and so what kind of, you just started, but what kind of governor would you like to be remembered for? How would you like to be remembered?
You know, I'd like to be remembered as the guy that changed the trajectory of our state and started this pathway for Oklahoma to take its rightful spot as top 10. Mm-hmm. And people just go, man, it really changed when Stitt got in there and cast a new vision for Oklahoma, because we have a fantastic state. We take second place to no other state. We've got more natural resources. We've got better people. We've got the best location. We've got so many great things to offer. We just need to go out there and sell it and make sure that Oklahomans understand that. We got great workforce, and the companies building and coming to Oklahoma, it's the right place to build a business as well.